The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Everybody can see the importance of Katie for this squad, on and off the pitch. She's my first link, of course, as captain, but not only because she's wearing the captaincy band, but because she is the captain of this team. And Katie has a very difficult position, and that is something that we will discuss this week together. She doesn't know yet, so she knows now. Because, of course, national, she has a different role than here, and switching from one role to the other is extremely difficult, especially when you feel that you can do even more than you do already for the team. So the professionalism, the hunger of success, the leadership qualities, you cannot wish anything better as a coach from your captain.
I know there's a bit of debate in her best position. Do you have a view on that yourself?
That's what we have to talk about this week. He's saying about my position.
I'm sorry, it's me, eh?
No, he's just saying about my position. Okay. But that's something we'll chat about this week. I think it's one of those, like...
Well, I can say something about it. She knows. She wants to be more attacking-wise. She wants to do more in a forward role. We also want to do that, of course, because we want her goal-scoring and assisting capacities in the squad. But we also know that we play a second best in the world. And then you have to compromise for the good of the team. Whereas in Arsenal, she has world-class players. We have here also, but there she has a whole bunch of strikers, midfielders around her that she's serving. And here she wants to end serve, and she wants to create, and she wants to beat those players. And of course she wants, because she wants everything for the squad, and she wants to give her all. And that is sometimes not always possible.
Yeah, really interesting stuff there from Vera Powell talking about Katie McCabe alongside Katie McCabe. The bit that happened just before we joined that was a journalist asking Vera Powell, can you basically explain how amazing Katie McCabe is? Vera Powell couldn't hear the question. And so Katie McCabe turned to her and said, here, listen, he wants you to say how great I am. And that's why they were laughing at the start of it there. Kathleen McNamee is with us. Kathleen, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
How good is Katie McCabe at the moment? And what is Vera Powell's plan for her, do you think?
Oh, my favourite question. Katie McCabe at the moment, I think she's really hit her stride this season. I think what we've seen from her in previous seasons under Joe Montemiro is this sort of transition from being, she went into the Arsenal squad very much an attacking sort of player. That was all she wanted to do. He transitioned her a lot into someone who does a lot more on the ball work, who can be an incredible defender and then also run up the pitch and score the goals or do the set pieces that she does. And I feel like this season under Jonas Edeval, what we've seen from her is just another step up. You know, I see so many like Arsenal commentators talking about her in the same breath as players like Tobin Heath, Vivian Miedema. You know, there's no other Irish player, I think, at the moment being talked about compared to that sort of world-class talent. I think in terms of Vera Powell's plan with her for Sweden, part of me thinks that she was just kind of doing a bit of mind games with the whole thing, because realistically, if you're Sweden, Katie McCabe is the player you're going to try and quite, because she is the best performing player. She's their most likely person probably to get a goal, especially from things like set pieces. Those amazing shots that we've seen her do so many times in the WSL, especially this season, where she's on the edge of the box and she just curls a ball perfectly into the top corner. I think she is trying to keep Sweden guessing on what that she's going to do with her. Personally, I think that we can't afford to lose Katie McCabe as much as Fairpaw said that she wants to do more in a forward position. I don't think we can lose her defensive qualities, especially against a team like Sweden, who are so talented and have so many incredible players. We've seen it so many times, like especially during the European qualification, that one of our downfalls has been those early goals that we let in, and quite easy goals to let in. So I think having a really strong defense, if we could get through the first half at a nil all or even a 1-0, I think that would be a really, really good start for Ireland on this qualifying campaign.
How do Arsenal use her? What's her position with Arsenal? Is it left wing back?
she, yeah, mostly left wing back. But she has been interesting this season because she has been playing a lot higher up than she normally would in that sort of triangle of Tobin Heath, Vivian Miedema, Katie McCabe, which has been really nice to see for, I think, for her as well, because you can tell that she enjoys getting up into those higher positions. But most of the time, her role has been servicing those sort of players, even players like Mane Ibuchi. And it's always great when you see that she gets those balls up to them and you just see like Katie McCabe running up the pitch and picking up whatever player it is that she served a perfect ball to and carrying them around the place.
So is there a possibility, and maybe this isn't for Thursday, maybe this is more for Tuesday, or maybe even for Slovakia, Kathleen, that we see Pau going to either three at the back or going with a flat back four and just getting Katie McCabe up that little bit higher when the opposition is in Sweden?
Definitely, I think so. I think one of the interesting things with Vera Pau is she's probably been pushing she's been pushing for different formations a little bit more. She's been testing things out. We saw it quite a lot during the European Championships and even in games like the Australia one, that she is willing to mix things up a lot more. And I think considering the potential that Katie McCabe has and considering one of the things that we have really struggled with is getting that person up forward who is able to score those goals, who's able to just stick a ball in the back of the net and get the goals when we need and not have it that Katie is having to do the constant running up and down or depending on a set piece or depending on a corner to go in. I think it could be a really positive step for this team. And also, I feel once we get that sort of momentum going, it could be the sort of case where it'll show the team that this is possible and it's not the case that we don't score goals. Like, we can get them. We don't need to rely on a random Katie McCabe set piece or a Louise Quinn header in the last moment or whatever it may be.
You'd take that on Thursday, obviously, though, if that were to be the case. But
absolutely.
It's interesting when you talk about that, the sort of tweaks that Vera Pau has made to her system. I think that maybe is part of the criticism that Karen Duggan made on the show yesterday of Vera Pau about maybe a lack of a discernible identity sometimes with this Republic of Ireland team. Do you think that there are any passes you can give to Pau, given the fact that they've come up against really strong opposition over the last little while and there was a good degree of positive experimentation during that losing run?
I think so. And I think it's so hard with the team that she is working with in the sense that we do have some very world-class players in the likes of Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan and Louise Quinn, but like in other areas, very experienced players in those, but in other areas we don't. And I think what I thought I've always enjoyed about Vera Pau is the way that she has brought quite a wide range of players into those camps, even the sort of players that we might not see on the squad on match day, but the ones that maybe in a year's time, if we do well in a, well, 2 years time, if we do well in a World Cup qualifier, could be the sort of ones knocking on the door. And I think that the more we see players going over to the WSL, the more that we see these players getting involved in the Ireland camp and like feeling like they have a place in the camp, I do think it is important. I don't know if Ireland had much of a discernible identity up into this anyways. I think that this team, because of the way that the Women's National League is developing and like Irish football in general for women, I think that this is all part of a very long process. And for a while, there are going to be the sort of teething problems. I think the good thing about having a player or a coach like Vera Pau is she probably is very capable of taking a team that is in transition and like Irish women's football, the way it is in transition at the moment, and taking it to a place that someone else can then take it that little bit further and then that little bit further. So I would give her a bye ball on those things. I know it is frustrating sometimes and I have sat and watched games and been frustrated by it, but I also don't know how many other options there has been for her in the recent past.
The Republic of Ireland men's team and the women's team, it turns out, are always going to be haunted by the what about the North question. And that's the problem, isn't it? That like, if Northern Ireland hadn't done better than us in the last qualification for the Euros, then I think people would have thought that, okay, this is fair enough, we're trending in the right direction. But that's international football. Like, you can't legislate for a collection of a small collection from a small country doing better than us.
Yeah, and I think if anything, what Northern Ireland achieved beforehand, like that's, if anything, it's a plan that we can look to, or it's a project that we can look to, because it is such a smaller contingent that they're working from. if you look at it on paper, we definitely probably do have the more high profile players. But what they did was they used who they had to great effect. They really built a sense around the team, you know, when they qualified, the like scenes of jubilee. It was great to watch and it was great to see. But I think it's always going to be an argument and it's always going to be something that comes up. But in this particular case, I suppose we can't really look back and say, oh, why did they do it and we didn't? Because we know exactly the reasons why we did it. We fell at silly hurdles that we shouldn't have fallen at and performed quite well against teams that we probably expected to be beaten by a lot more than by. So, I mean, yeah, it's always going to be an argument, but I think in the context of like this team right now, I don't know how much it actually will ever help us go forward.
How much pressure then is on this campaign, given what you just said there, games that Ireland were expected to win and didn't, and I guess showing relative quality against excellent opposition as well?
I think it's a difficult qualifying campaign. It's definitely not the easiest route, but it's not totally out of grasp either. I think the pressure will be on